The 2010 elections were defined for Republicans with the rally cry of no new taxes. Then the legislative session began, and the reality of cutting billions from state agencies and services set in. That's when you started to hear some in the Republican majority, especially those with a couple of legislative sessions under their belt, begin talking about ways to reduce those tax cuts, like Republican John Zerwas.
There's no doubt that you know, individuals who have been here multiple terms bring a perspective that some of the younger members can't, and they understand that it is a period perhaps of several biennia that it is required to ultimately get where you want to get.
The third-term Simonton Republican says he wants to spend almost all of the state's so-called rainy day fund to help balance the budget. And at least a couple of Republican senators have said it's time for the state to consider finding additional revenue, with Greenville Senator Bob Dole even suggesting an increase in gas taxes. Yeah, that didn't make the Tea Party members happy.
The people that were elected, they understand that there will be no new taxes or they won't have a job next round.
Katrina Pearson is with the Dallas Tea Party. She's also on a statewide advisory commission that meets with lawmakers from the newly created Legislative Tea Party Caucus. The groups met over the weekend, and Pearson says the Tea Party message was simple. Don't think for 1 minute our opinion doesn't matter.
There was a lot of talk that the Texas Tea Parties would just go away after the elections, and I think what they're starting to understand is we are more involved than ever now.
So much so that whenever Republicans stray from Tea Party goals, they hear about it. One day after Representative Zerwas mentioned draining the rainy day fund, an email sent around the state blasted him for the idea. Unfriendly? Maybe, but Zerwas likes the Tea Party's passion.
They're very engaged in what's going on in their state right now, and they want their voice heard. And I always think that's a very valuable thing to us as lawmakers as we try to make some of the difficult decisions that exist out there.
For now, the main ideas being offered are still don't raise taxes, don't use the rainy day fund, just cut the budget. And even after weeks of sometimes dramatic testimony on major budget cuts, those Tea Party philosophies are holding firm. Pearson feels comfortable enough with that to turn her attention to projected teacher layoffs.
People need to understand that Texas doesn't make cuts to teachers. The districts make cuts to teachers. And so when the district gets handed a budget, it's up to the superintendent and the administration to determine where those cuts go, not the legislature.
That statement alone may be a good way to gauge the Tea Party's influence on this legislative session. Less than 2 days after Pearson said that to me in an interview, Governor Rick Perry repeated it at a press conference at the Capitol. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.